Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 14th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and just me today. Just me today. I think that the updaters, they're all exhausted with all of the flipping going on, all of the terrible gameplay by Mackie. So they were just like, you know what, Taryn? Just do it by yourself. Just do it by yourself. We can't handle it anymore. So I'm here by myself. To update you on everything that is happening on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds yesterday, and we will have some fun with this one. Feel free to ask some questions in the chat on YouTube if you want, and we'll have some fun with it. So let's get into the update here. It's yet another flippy day in the Big Brother Canada house. I know people like to talk about waffles, the house guests, they waffle back and forth. Hamster Watch loves to call them the Waffle Wednesdays. You know, they she posts pictures of waffles that always make me hungry for waffles. But you know, we could bring other breakfast foods into this. Pancakes are flipped. You flip pancakes a lot, right? All right. So we started the day with Dane and Mackie. Dane wants Mackie to say, because Dane had talked with Adam and Sam the night before, and he knows that they know that Mackie is going to be putting Sam on the block. And so they were concerned, like, okay, but if Sam goes on the block, what happens if Corey wins the veto? And then will Adam go on the block next to Sam? Like, what's happening here? Is this doesn't sound great to us. So Dane says to Mackie, look, I need you to say that you will nominate Damien, that Damien will go on the block. And then Adam and Sam will be placated and everything will be fine. Just to say you'll put up Damien. And Mackie is like, I don't know, though. I would rather say I'm going to put you on the block, Dane. I just can't with this guy. And Dane's like, no, I don't think that one's going to work. I feel like that's probably not the thing you should be saying. I would rather you say Damien. Say it with me. Damien. And Mackie's like, Dane, no, Damien. Yes, Damien. Okay, good. We're good. And Mags, okay, Damien. Anthony? Damien? Oh, crap, I got confused. We'll get back to that later. So people are talking about breakfast foods in the chat now. French toast is the best of the three, of the big three. Waffles, pancakes, French toast. It's French toast, guys. I'm sorry. Anyway, Adam is going to talk with Mackie, and they go through their whole spiel that they've been doing for a little while now. It's, Adam's like, hey, if you stay, you know, we're not coming after each other, right? We've got an understanding. And Mackie's like, yeah, totally, bros, and understanding, and I'm not coming for you. And, even if I put Sam on the block, things are fine. And Adam's like, yeah, that's right. I don't even care if you put Sam on the block. It's totally cool. And Mackie's like, yeah, and Sam won't even leave anyway because Corey will leave. And they're like, yay, cool, whatever. And so then Adam goes and talks to Sam and lets her know about the conversation that he just had with Mackie. And, you know, Mackie's probably staying and all of this stuff. And Sam's like, I don't know. I don't like this. This is bad. I don't like this. And she gets mad and they have a whole thing, you know. You guys know by now. It's the thing where there are two people in a showmance and they argue. It happens every season, and it's always annoying to watch. It's like, if I wanted to watch a couple arguing, I would, like, take a time machine back to my childhood. Kira talks with Dane and says, hey, Dane, I will never put you up on the block ever. You're good. You know what? I will even use the POV on you if you ever need me to use it, right? I will always take you down off the block. Like, everything will be fine. I love you. Things will be great. And, you know, I know my dreams are in your hands. Dane, you control my fate. Please keep me. And Dane is like, after Kira leaves, Dane is like, I feel bad. I feel bad, but I need Mackie because he'll take Sam out. It's the only thing. Sam. Sam needs to go. It's just very, very locked in on the Sam thing, and he needs Mackie there to get rid of Sam. That's the crux of it. And I would continue to harp on, like, you know, how bad this is, but I think I've already done that yesterday, so we'll be fine. Anyway, Sam talks with Chelsea and Kira, and they are annoyed, obviously, that these pretty boys, they don't know that they're pretty boys, but they are the pretty boys, are so focused on keeping Mackie. They feel like they want Mackie as a shield in front of them. That's why they're keeping him. And they're concerned that if Mackie stays, they're going to start to form a bro alliance. Uh-oh. That would be dangerous. Don't start a bro alliance. It's just, again, like, the second people start to think that Mackie is staying, the guy alliance just, like, starts to fall apart, where everybody starts to catch on, and, like, there's just something about Mackie staying that is just so bad for them, because they shouldn't be doing it. And so that it's not looking good. It's not looking good for the pretty boys. It's not looking good for Kira, and Kira is gonna, they're gonna try to go to Damien. They're gonna try to campaign to Damien a bit here. Kira tells him that Mackie is a wild card. He's so good at comps, he can be controlled. That's the problem with Mackie, is that Mackie is controlled by other people, and he's good at competitions, which means he's a wild card to anybody that is not controlling him. Because you don't know who's controlling Mackie, and that means that anybody can be directing him to do anything, doing their dirty work, doing things that they wouldn't want to do themselves. That's dangerous. You don't want that in the house. I, on the other hand, am predictable. I cannot be controlled. You know where I'm coming from. You know who I'm loyal to. I am a known element in this house. That's why you should want to keep me, Damien. And Damien's like, okay. Didn't work. Anyway, the feeds go down for a little while, and we then discover that the HOH competition is going to be some kind of question competition, memory related. They are studying for it. So the string of physical competitions has ended, and we will have some fun, hopefully, with the pretty boys realizing they can't just win every competition, unless, of course, they win this one too, but we'll find out. That will be tonight, probably almost definitely not on the episode itself, but we'll hopefully find out tonight once the feeds come back who has won the new HOH. So that'll be fun. However, while the feeds were down, some stuff went down. Remember, at the top of the update, a mere 10 minutes ago, I queued up that Mackie was having trouble, I think, remembering the right name. Dane was like, hey, no, don't say Dane, say Damien. And Mackie was like, Damien, Anthony, no. And Damien, Anthony, I can't remember. Uh-oh. It happened. He said the wrong name, and I don't know why. I don't know why. But apparently, Mackie said that he would put Anthony on the block to some people. Which, dangerous, right? Then he went to Anthony and said, "Hey, Anthony, I told some people that I'm putting you on the block." What? Okay. So Anthony's like, "Whoa, why? I don't like that. I don't like that at all." He talks to Steph about it, and Steph says, "Hey, don't worry. Don't, no, he's just throwing names out. He's just being Mackie. He's being dumb. Don't worry about it. I control him. I will not let him put you on the block. Do not worry, Anthony. I control him." Now, these two things in a row for Anthony, they are like, uh-oh, I don't like this. And now, all of a sudden, Mackie's saying my name. Steph is saying that she controls Mackie. That's probably true. And if that's true, why is he saying my name? And if she controls him, then I don't control him. And he's a dangerous person to have somebody else controlling him, especially somebody that I don't control. Oh, boy. I don't like this. I don't like this, says Anthony. So Anthony goes to Dane and he says, "Hey, Dane. Some things have happened here. Mackie has been throwing my name around. Steph is saying that she controls Mackie. I don't know, man. I don't think we can work with a puppet. I don't think that's right for us to do. I think that, you know, this guy's, he's dropping my name. I think he has to go." And Dane is like, but Sam. "But Mackie will take out Sam. What are you talking about, Anthony? We need Sam gone. We need Mackie to take out Sam." And Anthony's like, yeah, but I don't think Mackie's the right guy to do it. I don't think we can keep him, man. I don't think this is good. I don't think this is right." And Dana's just he's just like, "No. How will I get Sam out if Mackie's not in the house? How will it happen? She'll win the game. She'll take Adam away from me." Pretty sure that's what was going on in his head. Reality Reacts in the chat says, "I'm honestly surprised Mackie didn't pull a Meta World piece of his first vote." He's so clueless. It's so true. I don't know what he's doing. It's so bad. Oh, man. JR Piff says, "So you're saying buying 10 Mackie stocks was a mistake?" Might be here. So Anthony, he's on board at this point. He wants Mackie gone. And with Anthony wanting Mackie gone, Adam already wanted Mackie gone. They talk with Mark a bit. They talk with Dane some more. And they continue to push, like, "Hey, it's got to be Mackie." And Dane does eventually relent. The vote has flipped once again, and the pretty boys have decided, really because of Anthony. Anthony just makes the decision here, as kind of the, you know, Adam really wanted Mackie gone. Dane really wanted Kira gone. Mark always kind of just went with whatever. Anthony has always kind of been the decision maker here. And I will say, there are some things that still concern me about Anthony, in particular his not quite as obsession with Sam, but still, like, his minor obsession with Sam concerns me. But I will say it is starting to look like he may be the brains. Adam's, it's really between Anthony and Adam at this point, who's the brains, which is kind of a sad thing to talk about. But I was impressed with Anthony and some of the things that he was saying last night. So we'll, just keep an eye on Anthony. Anyway, Anthony has decided Mackie needs to go. And he's able to convince the rest of the Pretty Boys with the help of Adam. And the Pretty Boys have decided Mackie is gone. So it's Wednesday night. It's the night before the eviction. It's time to tell Damien. It's time to make sure that they have the votes, especially because they don't want Dane to have to break any sort of tie. So they bring up Damien and they say, hey, Damien, just so you know, we were all about keeping Mackie. We wanted it to happen, but he's been saying people's names. He's been saying Anthony's name. He's been saying your name. Which is funny because Mackie really didn't want to say Damien's name and Dane like had to force him to. And so now they're using that against him, which, you know, at least one thing that's working against Mackie wasn't entirely his fault. Right. And I say not entirely his fault because it's still a little bit his fault. But they say to Damien, he's been dropping your name, man. He's been dropping Anthony's name. He's been dropping Dane's name. He might nominate Adam. It's just. It's too much. We can't trust him. And we think he has to go. And Damien is just like, oh, man, really? That sucks. I don't like that. I gave him my word. I don't want to have to go against my word. I wanted Mackie to stay. And they're like, yeah, you know, it sucks. We wanted him to stay, too. But, you know, we just can't do it. And he's like, oh, man, but like, maybe I should go talk to him. They're like, no, don't talk to him. We don't want you to talk to him. And he's like, okay. And they're like, look, if you don't want to vote with us, that's fine, but don't talk to him. You don't have to vote with us if you don't want to. Just don't tell him what we just told you. And so he's like, okay, no, you guys are right. You know, I'm with you guys. So Damien is on board. Reluctantly, but he's on board. Dane is then going to talk with Kira. He's going to let them know, hey, we got the votes. Don't worry. You're good. And Kira's like, oh my God, thank you so much. That's amazing. I'm so grateful. I will be forever grateful. Kira had a great night. They were very happy about the night that they had. Dane is going to talk some more with Damien alone, and they both agree, like, it sucks. They both really want Mackie to stay. And Dane is like, I tried really hard to keep Mackie in this game, but he just keeps screwing it up. There's nothing else. When he's dropping everybody's name, like, what more can I do? And I pointed this out last night on Twitter. It's like, there are 10 votes plus Dane as the HOH tiebreaker. 11 people. Of those 11 people, 8 of them have wanted Mackie to stay the whole time. There have only been 3 people that did not want Mackie to stay. Adam, Sam, and Chelsea. The other 8 of them have been very firm about wanting Mackie in the house. And yet, he continues to somehow screw it up over and over, where he screws it up and everyone flips to evict Mackie. And then they try to explain to Mackie, you're screwing it up. Stop screwing it up. Do exactly this. And in directly after being told, do exactly this, he says, okay, exactly this. And they're like, ha ha, we're good. Back to keeping Mackie. And then he screws it up again. And then they flip to evict Mackie. And they're like, no, Mackie, do this. And he's like, this? They're like, okay, whoo. Keeping Mackie. Whoo. Thank God. Whoo, man. Really didn't want to have to evict Mackie. And then he screws it up again. And they're just like, fine, we'll evict you. If that's what you really want, Mackie. It's what you've wanted all along, isn't it? Yeah. It is. It's what he wanted. It has to be. I can't think of another explanation. So we then get, Damien says, like, I want to keep Mackie, and Dane agrees, but they're outnumbered at this point. They feel like it, and they have to take Mackie out. Anthony talks to Mackie, and, you know, they talk about, Anthony's like, you know, you dropped my name. What's up with that? And they have a long conversation. Anthony has long conversations often where, you know, he talks about lions and lots of things. Basically, this is a conversation of Anthony trying to explain to Mackie, you're in trouble because you dropped my name, and I'm sorry about that. And, you know, it sucks because I didn't really want to have to do it, but why'd you drop my name? And Mackie's like, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done it. I won't do it again. He's like, yeah, but you've already kind of screwed up a lot of times here, Mackie. And Mackie's like, oh, but I'm sorry. It's all cool. The universe wants it to happen. Or whatever Mackie says, because he says a bunch of weird stuff all the time. And then Anthony goes and talks to Eddie and lets Eddie know what's been happening. Eddie handles this pretty well, I think. He has obviously wanted Mackie to stay for the entirety of the week, but he has always been willing to flip over if it seems the majority is going that way. Anthony lets Eddie know, like, Mackie's been dropping my name. He's been saying a bunch of people. He's been screwing up so much. Like, there's nothing we can do at this point. And Eddie's like, okay, I get it. I'm with you. Eddie also, by the way, I've talked about Eddie and how everyone loves Eddie, but he doesn't have a lot of influence in the house. One thing that Eddie is trying to do, and not super successfully yet, but something that he's trying to do is that he mentions, you know, people of color a lot. He says, you know, the people of color need to stick together. And so this is something that he's proposing to Anthony, or confirming with Anthony, like, hey, you're still up to working with all the people of color, right? That's kind of, I think, one of the things that he's using to bind people to him in a way where he has a little bit more influence. It hasn't worked yet. He talked to Mackie about it. He's talked to Kaylin about it. It's not very successful yet, but I could see it as something that allows him to maintain some ties with people, and or at the very least makes them think that he'll be loyal to them because of that. And I will also say, I don't think that Eddie really cares either way. I think that this is him being strategic, which is interesting. And I'm really interested to see the trajectory of Eddie's game, because they all love him so much. And they're telling him, like, they don't realize that he is actively working against them. They're just telling him all their plans, and he's just like, oh yeah, I'm totally down with that, because there's nothing I can do about it at this point. So I'm going to pretend that I'm on board. And basically what he does here is he's told by Anthony, you know, Mackie's leaving. That's the way things are going. He says, hey, can I tell Kaylin? Anthony's like, no, don't tell Kaylin. And so Eddie's like, all right. Eddie goes and talks with Kira as soon as he can, and does as much damage control as possible, and does it successfully. He talks to Kira. He says, hey, just so you know, I've kind of been a swing vote, and you have my vote. You're good. It looks like that's the way things are going, and I really want to support you. I like you and all of that stuff, and blah, blah, blah. And this is the thing that really, like, shows to Kira, this time it's real. Eddie's on board. And that makes them really excited. They go and they have a whole cheering session with Chelsea after this conversation. And they both agree that they love Eddie. That, like, Eddie, who doesn't want this to happen, they agree. They love Eddie, and they love that Eddie is going to be voting to keep Kira in the game. Kira is also going to celebrate a bit with Anthony. They're going to be very, very appreciative of Anthony, saying that they recognize how much he was involved in keeping them. And Anthony's like, well, yeah, but don't tell anyone else that. And so they also are going to go and celebrate with Sam. They all kind of feel like, yes, this has happened before, but this one seems more permanent. It seems like Kira is here to stay. I was personally glad to see Kira in higher spirits than normal. They've typically been a bit mopey in the house, and to see them so excited about the fact that they're going to be staying was very refreshing. And I hope that we see more of this Kira, who is not put on the block moving forward, because that would be a lot more fun. So we also got Dane talking with Mark, and they both agreed that, you know, this is what's happening. And so Steph and Kiki are not going to be happy about it, but they'll have to tell them ahead of time, probably the day of the eviction, maybe in the morning, you know, hey, this is what's going on. They're going to tell them so that they have time to process it and potentially change their votes. They don't want to leave them in the dark, make them feel like fools. So that was the plan. I do believe that they did have this conversation. Actually, it might have been Anthony that went eventually and told them about it. But this is not the Thursday update. It's the update for Wednesday. So we'll update you. I'll update you on that tomorrow. Anyway, so they agree. Steph and Kiki need to be told. So, you know, yesterday I was like, Steph, she did it. She managed to get Mackie to stay. That's great for Steph. Unfortunately, today it fell through. And honestly, it probably fell through because she was not managing the situation as much as she could. You know, it's unfortunate, right? Because the people here in this house, they're all playing very hard, and I think Steph is capable of playing well with them. I think that she is better than a lot of them at playing the game. The problem is she's only playing the game like a fourth of the time that they are, because she's so wrapped up in hanging out with Kiki and just like chilling and just like not doing anything, which is fine, which is also a good thing to be doing. You don't want to always be running around playing the game like crazy, but especially if you have a vested interest, like if you're not going to be on top of the game a little more, then you need to be playing like Eddie, where you are going with the flow and you are maintaining your relationships. If you are trying to control outcomes like Steph is trying to do, then you can't just go, you can't just like dip your foot in and then take it out and then dip it back in. That's tricky, because now people realize that Steph had been trying to keep Mackie and had been pretty successful at it. And that's a little bit dangerous. And now even worse, you know, in the process of trying to, you know, alleviate Anthony's fears about Mackie, saying, don't worry, he will never put you on the block. I control him. And I'm sure she probably didn't say those words, but she probably said something along the lines of like, you know, I can prevent him from putting you on the block. Don't worry about it. You know, he's a little out there, but you know, when I talk to him, he listens. And so in that process, she kind of made herself a little bit of a bigger target there, as somebody that's trying to control the house in a way that goes against what the majority is wanting. However, I do think that her social game is still good enough. I didn't see any talk about targeting Steph yet. The talk is still Kiki over Steph, and people like Adam and Sam and the rest of the pretty boys still all would rather have Kiki on the block, saying Kiki and Kaylin or whoever. So this is, you know, Steph had a victory on Tuesday, had a defeat on Wednesday. And, you know, she's kind of back to where she started, where things aren't looking super great for her. She still needs to kind of get her head in the game. And I still feel like losing Kiki would really be the kick in the pants that she needs to step up her game and be a little more involved. So that's sort of Steph's trajectory here. And I do believe that she this morning has been still trying to argue for Mackie to stay, which is probably not the best thing. And still saying that she can help, you know, influence him. But like I said, I don't think it's going to be enough to sink her. I think that just generally Kiki has been worse with putting a target on her back. So Kiki is still probably the bigger target there, but something to watch out for Steph, because this could turn eventually. And it honestly, it could turn soon. So that's something to watch out there. Anthony has a conversation with with Adam last night that I thought was particularly interesting, where they talked about their plans for the future. And this is when they're talking about, you know, who would Adam go after? And Adam's like, I don't even know at this point. And Anthony said, well, Kiki. And Adam's like, yeah. And Anthony says, you know, and I hate to say it, but Mama K here, Kaylin, he is like, yeah, I love her. I think I can trust her. But, you know, she called me out the other day in front of a bunch of people. She like pointed me out and was like, hey, Anthony, I would love for you to win HOH so I can see what you would do, to see where your head's at. And he's like, what are you doing calling me out in front of a bunch of people? Like, she plays hard. She is dangerous. So even Anthony is kind of on board with potentially let's get Kaylin out. Kaylin is probably the biggest target at this point. But it's probably between Kaylin and Sam, though the Sam stuff has died down a little bit here. Sam did talk with Dane after everything went down and said, do not worry, I am not coming for you, I promise. I doubt that did much for Dane, but I do think there might be a little bit of hesitancy to go after Sam, especially if one of the pretty boys themselves are the HOH. So I think that Kaylin is in trouble heading into tonight. I think that Kiki is in trouble heading into tonight. Corey could still be in trouble. Sam is still in trouble. Just minor tastes of, you know, watch out, Steph, maybe, but she'll probably be fine. And, you know, the pretty boys thing could always just completely crumble by in a few days. So that's definitely on the table, but probably not as soon as next week, because I do think they are ultimately making the right decision finally in evicting Mackie. So, anyway, this conversation with Anthony, Anthony has this thing that he's been saying a lot, which is stay humble, stay humble. He said that to Kira, and he said that to Adam. And, you know, it's pretty good advice. He says that, first of all, he said, when he was talking about Steph and how she said that she could control Mackie, he was like, these people, they're, what was the quote? It was so funny. Oh man, I wish I had it in front of me. It was something about the many Lion King references. He was like, they're jackals. They're Pumbas. They're somethings. And we're lions. I just like the idea of there being many Pumbas. But yeah, he says, we're lions. We control this house. We built this castle. But stay humble. Stay humble. That's how we do it. He says we need to. And this is what impressed me, even though he kind of has weird Lion King analogies. He says, this is how we win. Timon, yeah, he talked about Timon and hyenas. Timons and hyenas and Pumbas. Thank you, Katie. Mel says they must have taken the What Animal Are You quiz from Survivor B&B. Let's see. Yes, apparently Steph has continued. Yeah, Steph is continuing this morning to talk about some stuff. So Anthony says the way that we do this is that we shy away from big alliances. We don't want to all be involved in the same alliance because we don't want anybody to look at the group of us guys and say, hey, they're all together. We need to be separate. We need to have separate groups of trust, and then we keep each other safe that way. I liked that a lot. This is true to the roots of the brigade. And I think that, you know, Anthony probably understands what made the brigade work better than anyone else in that group. Adam obviously is the one that formed it because of the formula that he saw on Big Brother 12. But I think Anthony has come to, now that he's in it, has come to learn what makes it so successful, which is that nobody realizes that those four are together in any particular grouping and they have their own groups on the side. Now, hopefully this means that Anthony is starting to see that Sam is an asset to the pretty boys. But, you know, I don't want to get too hopeful. But he says that's what makes us successful. We will lose if we get grouped up together. He also says that we also need to stay humble, because the second we start to get arrogant, the second we start to get cocky is when we will lose the game. That's when we need to act like we're on the bottom. That's how we win. I really, really like hearing this from Anthony. I think it shows that he understands what works in this game and how to stay on top. And it's really funny because, and this is why I'm starting to say that, like, maybe Anthony is the smarter one here, even over Adam. Not that Adam is like the smartest person in the world here, but, you know, Anthony targeting Sam really put me down on him for a little while. But, you know, Anthony says all this and Adam's like, yeah, you know, though, like, I was thinking about how, you know, we control the votes this week, right? Like, basically, whatever we want is what everyone is going to do. And it's just so funny to see Anthony, who really controlled the votes this week. And this entire thing rested on Anthony's decision, saying, but we need to stay humble. We need to make sure that the castle doesn't fall. You know, he's definitely happy about what he's doing, but he recognizes that, you know, feeding into that will be dangerous, versus Adam, who had some control over the votes. But again, it was really down to Anthony really start to feed into this, which a lot of players do, of like, I'm controlling things. I am powerful. And like, that gets into people's heads. It affects you on a subconscious level, and it impacts how you treat other people. And that's how, you know, you start to become the tyrant that everyone wants to topple. And so, you know, I don't know how much of what Anthony said got through to Adam, but it was definitely interesting to see these two different approaches. And I would definitely say that that Anthony is looking like he has a lot more longevity in the game if he is true to what he's saying here. So I definitely liked a lot of what Anthony was doing last night. Again, there's still a lot that Anthony does that that I'm not a fan of, but I do like what he's saying. It reminded me a little bit of, you're not going to like this comparison, but it reminded me a little bit of when Paul on Big Brother 19 in the beginning of the game was talking to the cameras about what he needed to do to get to the end of the game. And I was like, this is all completely correct, and if he does it, it will succeed. It's a little bit like that, where I feel like this is all really great stuff from Anthony. If he actually pulls it off, then he's going to be very successful in the game. Not to say he'll be a Paul, but that he'll be successful. He might be a fun successful. You never know. So that's what's been going on. Let me know if you have any more questions here in the chat, and you know, we'll have some fun. Tonight will be the live eviction, and we will likely see Mackie leave here with a vote of probably 7-3, potentially, or it could be 9-1, or it could be 9-1. I think it's either 7-3 or 9-1. I guess it could theoretically be 8-2. But basically, the people left that on the outside of this vote are Steph, Kiki, and Kaylin. And I forgot. Okay, hold on. My favorite part of the whole week so far, and I tweeted this out, has been Kaylin, who I told you that Eddie was told not to tell Kaylin about this vote. And so Kaylin is talking to Eddie. She's talking to Mackie, and she's telling them both, guys, it's fine. The vote has been locked. It's unanimous to keep Mackie. It's been unanimous to keep Mackie. It hasn't changed. It won't change. I know this. Don't worry about it. I know these things. She has just been living in her own world for the last few days, and it's so, so funny to watch. And so, like, she is just like, she's so adamant about it. She's just like, no, Mackie, you don't understand. You're staying. And Mackie's like, but people have been saying some things. No, you're good. It's unanimous. Oh, it's so funny. I love it. She's going to be mad. She's going to be mad tonight. So anyway, Kaylin, Steph, and Kiki are on the outside of this vote. Caitlin has said, even if it did flip, she would be the one vote, that it would be 9-1. So it does seem like it will be at least be 9-1. It probably won't be unanimous. I believe Kiki and Steph have been informed that the votes are falling against Mackie. So whether or not they flip, I know Kiki has said also that she would not change her vote, even if the majority flipped. So it could be 2-8 if Kiki and Caitlin both stay, or, you know, if Steph decides she should flip or if she should stay, that may change. But it does seem like Mackie will be leaving unless there is some kind of dramatic flip that happens today, which I would not be surprised if it did. But I do think that there's probably not enough time at this point, and it would require Anthony to change his mind again. And I don't really see anything changing Anthony's mind quite yet. So probably seeing Mackie leave tonight. Let's see. May wants to know, is it late for the Pretty Boys to hide the fact that they're working together since they talk as a group and about each other a lot? Some people are better at this than others. Anthony is the best at hiding this thing. I'm pretty sure that this morning Steph was talking to Anthony about how she doesn't trust Mark or Dane, but Mark in particular. And it's like, like, that's not good. Don't tell Anthony that. It's something where, you know, Dane is bad at hiding it. Adam is decent at hiding it. Mark is decent at hiding it. Anthony's pretty good at hiding it. So I don't think it's too late for them. I think that if they had kept Mackie, there were a lot of eyes that were going to start to look at them, as we talked about yesterday and today. But I think that with Mackie leaving and this sort of Kira, Chelsea, Sam versus Caitlin, Steph, Kiki sort of thing that's going to probably be happening, I think that's enough cover for them that they will be able to stay out of the limelight, especially if Anthony is directing them in the right way, which it seems like he understands given the conversation he had with Adam last night. So I don't think it's too late. Let's see here. Does Damien know the Pretty Boys keep throwing his name around? No. Well, it's hard to say because Damien doesn't really open up to anyone, so it's hard to know what his true thoughts are. I know that he feels close with Kiki and Steph. I know that he felt close enough with Mackie. He wanted Mackie to stay. I think he has a good relationship with Dane. But, you know, he's really somebody that keeps his cards close to his chest. And so it's hard to say exactly what he is thinking. My guess is that he doesn't trust the guys a ton, but is willing to play ball with them because he knows they're in power and, you know, he knows that they like him enough. But they do throw his name out as a pawn potential person every once in a while. But they don't want to target him yet. They're really kind of just like letting him slide along here. So that's fine for him for now. He will have to work his way up at some point, though. What was the Pretty Boy side piece deal? Who are the side pieces? So right now it's, how it's supposed to work is Dane has, Kiki and Steph and a little bit Caitlin. Anthony has, you know, Caitlin and Eddie and, a little bit Kiki and Steph. And Adam has Sam and Chelsea and now a little bit Kira. And then Mark has Kiki and Steph a bit. So I think that's really the problem, is that like three of the Pretty Boys kind of share a group of people, and then Adam has his own group by himself. But that's what scares the rest of the Pretty Boys. But that's what makes Adam so valuable to the Pretty Boys, is that without Adam, those other people that come with Adam are no longer coming with Adam. And so he single-handedly is bringing in he is the linchpin to the entire thing, where if they don't have those other people that Adam brings in, then they're in a lot more trouble. But that's kind of how it's playing out in terms of side pieces. Damien told Kiki and Steph more this morning. Okay, good. Do we know if they've decided they're going to vote Mackie yet? I do not know, but maybe the chat knows. We'll see. That's the thing about these updates on the East Coast time, is that the game is happening even as we speak. Let's see. Steph said she'd be loyal to her vote for Mackie. Okay, there you go. Is this a good move for Steph? That's a tough one. I think that if Kiki and Kaylin are also doing it, it's probably fine. But I think she'd probably be better served going with the majority because, you know, like people like Eddie are going to have preferential treatment over Steph here if Eddie goes with them and Steph doesn't. So, and I think she's kind of competing with Eddie in terms of like, hey, maybe you should be targeting me, but you don't because you like me so much. And so if Eddie is doing that better, that's not great for her. Let's see. Did the LFC make their stock picks yet? I don't know. I haven't. Luckily, because they would have been bad picks if I'd made them before last night. But we will be getting them in before 3 p.m. today, before any spoilers can come in on Twitter. And just so you know, I didn't warn you last week, or maybe I did, but I don't remember. If you want to avoid spoilers, because basically Big Brother Canada tapes their live, quote unquote, live evictions before the actual show. So people who went to the taping are able to release the information of what happened, and that can get out prior to the airing of the episode. So if you want to avoid spoilers, I typically suggest that or the spoilers for that. For the eviction episode itself, I suggest staying off of social media after about 3 p.m. on Thursdays. But, you know, you usually know what's going to happen anyway, so it's not usually a huge deal. And usually there aren't HOH spoilers either because, you know, they don't do them on the live show. But there might be. You never know. Is Eddie actually loyal to someone, asks May. I don't think so. I really don't. I think Eddie is completely a lone wolf and has no loyalty to anyone, which is funny because they all love him so much. And that's why I love Eddie so much, because he isn't actually loyal to anyone, I don't think. Are Eddie and Chelsea close? Yes, Eddie's close with really everyone. He had a long conversation with Chelsea last night as well, and they were, you know, joking around, having fun. He's very good at doing what he said he was going to do preseason of, like, playing up a certain role. So it's really fun to watch. I'm really excited about what Eddie can do on the season. Let's see here. If Eddie won HOH tonight, who would he nominate? That's interesting. That's tough. I would guess that he doesn't want to win HOH, but you never know with people like Eddie. He might be the kind of person that, like, I won't throw comps. I don't remember if he talked about that preseason. Who would he nominate if he did win HOH? It would probably be like Adam and Sam or something like that. He's talked about Corey too, but I think he's not dumb enough to, I mean, he talks about targeting Corey, but I'd really feel like that would be bad for him. Or actually it might not be, thinking about it. Corey might be a good person for him to just, like, not take a stand. Like, nobody's on Corey's side. So if he targets Corey as what the house wants, that could actually be a good move for him. So, yeah, the more I think about it, it could be, he's talked about Corey. So it very well could be Corey. If it's not Corey, it'll probably be Adam and Sam. But, the more I think about it, the more I feel like, playing his role, Corey might be the right call. Where is Corey? That's a good question. That's the thing. When you know that that they're not a vote, Corey was ineligible for nomination and could not vote. So Corey's completely, like, there's nothing to do. She's irrelevant this week. So she'll be a lot more relevant next week. Let's see. Yeah, he told Dane it would be Chelsea and Corey. Eddie did. But I believe Corey would be the target in there. And obviously, we don't know how honest he's being with Dane. Who needs to win HOH tonight to keep themselves safe? Kaylin needs to win. Sam needs to win. And Corey needs to win. Maybe I feel like Kaylin is the most in danger. Sam is second most in danger. Corey is third most in danger. And then Kiki is a fourth person that could theoretically leave. I feel like, you know, obviously things could change, but those are the four that are definitely the most in danger, and probably the only four that will leave unless something major changes in the next few days. Did Corey compete in the HOH? Not this HOH, but she will compete in the tonight's HOH. Kiki and Steph also need to win, but they're throwing it. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they need to win necessarily. I think that what they need to do is start socializing more. I think that that they can ingratiate themselves with the group. Like, there's a path for Kiki and Steph to say, okay, Sam and Chelsea versus Kaylin and, you know, whoever, like, that's happening. The pretty boys will want Sam gone. So with all of that happening, there's a path for Kiki and Steph to move in with the pretty boys and get back in good with them while they target, while it shifts from, you know, Kaylin versus Sam to pretty boys versus Sam. And then they can be on the pretty boys side. And then, you know, hopefully there's shots being fired back and forth and they can at some point take a shot at the pretty boys. But if they don't do that, then there's also the other path would be they need to align with. See, this is the problem. This is why Sam and Adam are so dangerous, is because Sam is part of this Chelsea, Sam, Kira group, and Sam will never go against Adam. And so even if Kiki and Steph tried to work with those women against the pretty boys, it wouldn't work because Sam is there. So what they want to have happen is they want to continue to ride the middle until the pretty boys make the mistake of taking Sam out of the game. Once they take Sam out of the game, get together with the rest of the women and try and go against the guys. That's probably their best shot at this point, but that's a lot of speculation there. So anyway, I think that's where we've got this one. Thank you guys for joining me this morning. We will be live tonight after the eviction and we'll have some fun with that. And then tomorrow morning, I will be back at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. So you can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. You can find me on Instagram, Taren_Armstrong. And you can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. And I've been playing some Apex Legends. And Halo was just announced for the PC, so that's going to be fun. But also we go in there and we talk about Big Brother and check out the live feeds on occasion when there's stuff going down. We might do that. I might do that tonight after the podcast. If there's anything fun happening on the feeds, I might go live on Twitch to talk about it. So thank you guys for joining me once again. And see you next time.